about an hour ago, embattled House Majority Leader Tom DeLay spoke to reporters about allegations of ethical violations. The Texas Republican is facing growing criticism about ties to lobbyists and fundraising activities, among other issues. Congressman DeLay has denied any wrongdoing and thus far has not been charged with violating any law. To bring us up to date on all this, Ken Rudin joins us now. He's NPR's political editor. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Neil.
What did Tom DeLay have to say to reporters today? There were no recordings allowed, so we don't have any tape. It was just an old-fashioned pencil press event.
Right, and Tom DeLay, as he said many times, he said, look, he's not here to discuss Democrat issues, not Democratic issues, but Democrat issues. In other words, he would not address any of the ethics charges, any of the questions by the reporters about what violations he may or may not have broached. Basically, he's saying this is a plot by the Democrats and in some respects the liberal media to basically obscure the fact that the Democrats have no agenda of their own, and that's why he would not respond to these attacks because basically they were generated by Democrats.
And remind us, what are the allegations?
Well, there's a bunch. I mean, for example, some of his associates, well, there's several things. Back in Texas, there's a district attorney, a Democrat district attorney who's investigating fundraising activities and money laundering, and he's indicted three DeLay associates. The House Ethics Committee admonished Tom DeLay three times last year, one reason being there was an allegation of trading votes, trading favors for votes. There's also the questions about who paid what junkets that he went on, maybe some lobbyists paid for them, Indian casino money. He's involved with a Washington lobbyist, Jack Abramoff, who a former associate of DeLay's, and there's a lot of some questionable activities from Abramoff. Again, he is correct. There is no allegations of any wrongdoing. He has not been charged with anything. As the Republicans said today when they rallied round DeLay, there's no evidence about anything. But again, it has this Jim Wright-like feel to it, like the end is near. Even though, let me just say one thing, that for the most part, the Republican Party is still united about DeLay. They're upset about the attention he's getting. They don't like the fact that he's in the paper. Many did not like the fact that he went very public over Terry Schiavo and talked about the judges, what retribution that the judges may get. But for the most part, except for people like Chris Chase, who is a liberal Republican from Connecticut, the Republican Party is rallying behind him.
We're talking with NPR's political editor Ken Rudin about the dilemmas facing the majority leader in the House of Representatives, Tom DeLay. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Ken, you mentioned a name there, Jim Wright, the former Democratic Speaker of the House of Representatives, who was himself brought down by an ethics scandal.
Right. And as a matter of fact, weeks before, Cokie Roberts mentioned this the other day on NPR, but only weeks before Wright stepped down in 1989, he got a standing ovation when he addressed the Democratic caucus in the House. The issues are not the same, but the partisanship is the same. Both sides are out to get the other. Both sides are trying to make political points. And the question is whether this is having any resonating effect back home.
Well, earlier in the day, the Democratic leaders in the House and the Senate held a news conference. That, of course, is Harry Reid of Nevada and Nancy Pelosi of California. And in her remarks, Nancy Pelosi mentioned the ethics problems faced by Mr. DeLay and referred in her comments to reporters. This was available to the broadcast media. Did refer to Harry Reid, the senator, called the Republicans were trying to rewrite the rules of the game.
10 years ago, the Republicans, in their contract with America, claimed that they had to restore the trust between the American people and their representatives in government. Here we are today with a radical right-wing Republican majority, which is destroying that trust, which, to use the senator's analogy, doesn't want to play by the rules. In fact, this Republican majority wants to be above the law.
And again, that's the minority leader in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. Ken Rudin, that is right out of the Republican playbook from 1994.
That's exactly what I was thinking. This is exactly what brought Newt Gingrich and the Republicans to power in 94 after a 40-year absence, by blaming the Democrats for being arrogant and out of control and perhaps a little loose on ethics issues. Whether there's stuff to the DeLay matter or not, the Democrats are trying to do exactly what the Republicans did. And it's they still need about 13, 14 seats to take effect to take control in the 2006 elections, but they're very aware that's exactly how the Republicans came to power 10 years ago.
Now, the Ethics Committee itself is, not unconnected to this issue, but it's in a quandary of its own.
Absolutely. Once upon a time, this was a pretty much independent committee. You have the same number of Democrats, same number of Republicans, the only committee on Capitol Hill that has an equal number of Democrats and Republicans. And basically, you know, it was formed in 1968. They've always met to determine, you know, what kind of punishments, if any, members of Congress should get. Jim Wright, Newt Gingrich, Barney Frank, I mean, the list is Adam Clayton Powell. The committee was formed right after Powell. But basically, after Tom DeLay was admonished last year, the Republicans reacted in a strange way. Joel Heffley, a conservative Republican from Colorado, the chairman of the House Ethics Committee, was removed as chairman. The sensible reason was that he had term limits. Mm-hmm. And so basically, there was almost, they put on Tom DeLay loyalists. And a lot of Democrats are saying, wait a second, they're changing the rules, they're changing the members of the committee. Basically, we can't, you know, now the rules say that if there's an even split between Democrats and Republicans, no action will be taken. And they say the Democrats will say, well, there'll be partisanship like this forever. We'll never get any kind of action against any member, including Tom DeLay.
So in the past, if there was a party line vote and it was down the middle, that was grounds to go ahead with an
investigation. That's exactly correct. Now, matter of fact, it can be, if nothing is resolved within 45 days, the matter goes away.
Now, members of the Ethics Committee tried to meet today. What happened?
Well, they're meeting, matter of fact, they're meeting in about 5 minutes from now. They haven't come in yet. It's very possible. Well, the Democrats ostensibly are going to raise an issue, hoping to get a resolution to have a bipartisan commission to perhaps look at the way the rules, the ethics rules, are being handled in Congress. It's very possible that the Republicans could rule them out of order.
Mm-hmm. Where is that going to go?
Well, it's going to just get the partisanship and the rancor on Capitol Hill. You know, we've been talking about rancor on Capitol Hill forever, it seems. Certainly before Gingrich, the Jim Wright issue, a lot of Republicans were furious about this. But it doesn't seem to be any lessening of it. After, you know, we heard the Nancy Pelosi tape before that, Republicans came out and said, look, Nancy Pelosi has some things that she has to answer to about relatives on payrolls, questionable political action committees. Harry Reid has ethics questions he has to answer to. The Republicans don't sound too defensive. They really sound like they're going to match everything the Democrats say with charges of their own.
NPR's political editor Ken Rudin joined us here in Studio 3A. Thanks very much, as always, Ken.
Thank you, Neil.
And a new edition of Ken's Political Junkie column appeared today on our website, www.npr.org. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.